I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
What's your innocence when you dream? When you
dream. Dream, 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 dream a little dream of me.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, sleep on it.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers, it's Groundhog Day!
As the calendar turns to February, spare a thought for the groundhog. It's one of the few species that's a true hibernator. We're talking no food, no water, just all-out rock-solid sleep. From 1977, The Electric Light Orchestra. But no matter the deep slumber of Punxsutawney Phil, our Western PA compatriots just can't help but interrupt the supposed prognosticator's peace and quiet. It's a ritual Bill Murray in Act 1 of the famous 90s movie just can't find his way to embrace.
1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype.
To the character's credit, sleep, as we know better, is not something to play with. Sure, some may claim not to need it.
Inhale deep, like the words of my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzles.
Saturday night, I like to raise a little harm. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Hey!
But from Nas to Warren Zevon, you know what's coming next.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired. My mind is on the blink.
The Beatles from 1968. Sometimes you find yourself in bed tossing and turning, body exhausted, but mind racing. What will the future hold? What can you do to shape it? What if it doesn't work? People are counting on you. Are you doing enough?
About the girl and never ever think of counting sheep.
Frank Sinatra from 1955 and the Mellow Moods from 65. Other times your head hits the pillow without a worry, and like magic you fall quickly into what feels like a reward for a day well lived.
I close my eyes. Then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you.
Roy Orbison from 1963.
In dreams I walk with you.
They say sleep is like a temporary death, and so each morning is a kind of resurrection. Some mornings you tumble out of the covers like a 1970 Kris Kristofferson.
Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day.
Others, it can be the five-alarm fire of Dragon Force Frantic Hurry. But on the best days, you rise with the light, relaxed, recharged, and ready to thrive. Like Act 3 of Groundhog Day, when Bill Murray has finally found his zen.
Standing here among the people of Punxsutawney and basking in the warmth of their hearths and hearts, I couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter.
Because even if the daily grind gets repetitive, even if the ritual seems absurd, you've slept on it and decided to control what you can control and embrace the glorious opportunity that is waking life. From 2009, Mumford & Sons. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.